It's Texas Standard Time.
For a lot of Texans, this vaccine rollout has been tough. Many county health officials have been trying out different ways to try to distribute the vaccine, sometimes resulting in long lines, overnight wait times, websites down. And many of you are familiar with this picture firsthand. But it isn't the story for every Texan. In Potter County, home to Amarillo, if you ask County Judge Nancy Tanner, the vaccine rollout has been pretty smooth. In fact, we'd like to ask her a few more questions along those lines. And joining us today, Judge Tanner, thanks so much for taking time to speak with us on the Texas Standard.
Well, it's just my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Judge, I know you've probably heard about the difficulty with vaccine rollouts across the state. So what's going on in Potter County that makes it different?
You know what? I cannot figure out why nobody else can get them, but we can. I have contacted my city manager and the deputy city manager, and I asked them point blank, what is it that you're doing that gets us the vaccine so quickly? And they simply said, we are making a phone call. We ask for so many, they bring them the next day in a refrigerated truck, either UPS or FedEx. And that's how we're doing it. We are rolling them out. We've given over 41,000 doses so far. And this is not just Potter County. This is entire Amarillo. It is the surrounding city because we're the hub of the panhandle. And so all the smaller cities are coming in too. And we've got people coming from Oklahoma, New Mexico, Colorado, because they can't find it in their city, in their state. So they're coming here. We will not turn anybody away.
But this is coming, we should be clear, from state health authorities, right? That's where you're getting the vaccines?
Yes, it is. State health authorities, yes.
Okay. Now, a lot of people have been focusing on the distribution aspect of it, and as opposed to just the supply aspect of it, which has created lots of bottlenecks. But I want to focus on that distribution side. Is there anything that Amarillo, that Potter County is doing that might... that might make this more run more smoothly or might make it possible to somehow distribute the vaccines more evenly or more efficiently?
We have a very large civic center, and they set it up over there. And it's basically, if you're coming for your second shot, you go in a different door and you go through a whole series of rooms until you get to where you get your shot, and it takes about 35 minutes. The other people getting their first vaccine come in another door, and they wind them around kind of like a Disney ride, mm-hmm. you know, just go through. And you say you're 6 foot apart, you wear your mask, and people are visiting and what all and just talking to each other and waiting for their turn. And I have not seen or heard of anybody being disappointed at the time it takes to get this done.
Do you have to get online and sign up and then go, or do you just, is it first come, first serve?
You do not. You just show up, and they ask you some questions, and you don't, I mean, there's been people that come in and go, I don't really have any issues. I'm not really that age, you know, the 1B age, which is 65 and up. And, but do you think I could get it? I said, give it a shot. Go literally give it a shot. And I said, go get in line, and they're not going to turn them away. They're going to give away all they can.
Let me ask you, you talk about folks coming from out of state even mm-hmm. down to where you are to try to get, are you concerned about vaccine shopping? Because eventually, I mean, there are limits on how many doses are available. And I think a lot of people, certainly in areas where they can't get the first shot, they're sort of thinking, well, wait a minute, that's, you know, that didn't feel mm-hmm. fair to me.
Yeah, I'm not concerned about it because that's the way we roll in the Texas Panhandle. We're not going to turn anybody away. And I don't have a fear of it. I have a knowledge that whatever we ask for, we're going to get. And we may have to wait a couple of days sometime. We've had to shut down early a couple of days because we ran out. But we got another load in during the night. So I just don't see that it's going to happen as far as get run out. I hope it doesn't. Because this will certainly have something to do with when we open everything back up, which is going to be today, I think.
County Judge Nancy Tanner in Potter County in the North Texas Panhandle up around Amarillo. Judge Tanner, thanks so much for taking time to speak with us on the Texas Standard.
You're so welcome. Anytime.